Welcome to Commute Board Review, and in today's episode we're going to cover atrial myxoma. Let's start. Atrial myxoma, which is the most common primary cardiac neoplasm, mostly sporadic, more in females. Atrial myxoma is closely related to mitral stenosis as they cause similar murmur, a low-pitched diastolic rumbling murmur. The big difference, atrial myxoma patients, along with the possible CHF symptoms, exertion, dyspnea, shortness of breath, they develop constitutional symptoms, fever, anorexia, and weight loss. Also, they may present with embolic phenomena, like embolic stroke, for example. They have increased inflammatory markers. You will see increased CRP, increased in ESR, and maybe also even elevated serum IgG. The treatment of choice for atrial myxoma, whether symptomatic or asymptomatic, whenever you find it, is surgical resection. Of course, anticoagulate if there is thromboembolic disease until you get the surgical resection. Anticoagulation can be with any anticoagulants. To wrap this up, you will have a patient who presents with a murmur similar to mitral stenosis, but they will have constitutional symptoms. If you see that fever, anorexia, and weight loss, in 15% you may hear a tumor plop. But remember, whenever you diagnose atrial myxoma, the treatment of choice is surgical resection. And with this, we come to the end of this episode of Commute Board Review. If you would like to download the written content of this episode, please visit our website, commuteboardreview.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode.